Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Spike, let's go to some more insanity. So while Sunday night showcased America's team, Sunday afternoon was all about Black America's team as we watched the Kansas City Chiefs put belt to ass to the Baltimore Ravens at Arrowhead Stadium 37-20. Did this game prove that Kansas City is still the team to beat in the AFC, even after a 1-2 start? Do we need to have another annual Lamar Jackson conversation? And before I hand it off over to you guys, just a couple of quotes and fun facts. First, the quote from Kyle Hamilton. I just want to apologize to all fans. The product we are putting on the field right now is not up to par with what the Ravens have produced in the recent past. We're trying our best to correct it, but obviously something is wrong. And the fun fact is the Ravens have started 1-3 only twice in the last 25 years. That was 2005 and 2015. And in both of those seasons, they failed to make the playoffs. Currently, this Ravens defense is on pace to allow 560 points this season, about 33 points per game. And to make matters worse, LJ is out this week and could miss up to 2 to 3 weeks. Fucking good.
Lou, I think you owe Patty an apology that you need to give him too, because you was saying it was over, the dynasty was over, he's done. You said that last week. Now we all owe him an apology, to be honest.
I still believe that. Y'all been doing that for the last 2 years. I just did it this year.
That's why you
all have been saying no.
You keep saying that, but you did it.
Y'all have been saying over the last 2 years that y'all didn't believe in the Chiefs. I was the only one holding my ground and saying that they would do what they did, and they did it. And I'm telling you now, it's over. I don't give a fuck about this loss to or this win against the Ravens, bro. It's still over. They still don't got the talent. It's over.
It's not over. And this is what I said last week, is that when Xavier Worthy come back, and Nick, this is for you. You were talking about Xavier Worthy ain't shit. He ain't this. He ain't that. Whatever. He came back. It was a major impact for that offense. And then in a couple of weeks, they about to get Rashee Rice. And I said, look, I'm not worried about the Chiefs, because they're out of all of the teams with early struggles, they're literally going to get better, more explosive. Now, that doesn't still fix, you know, the shaky O-line play. That still doesn't fix Travis Kelce's aging. That doesn't fix some of those things. Mm-hmm. But they're going to get more explosive. And we know Patty is Patty at the end of the day. So you get this guy more weapons, they going to be all right. I'm not saying that they're going to look as good as they did the Tyreek Hill years, but they're going to be all right. They're going to be good enough and explosive enough to beat whoever's on the schedule. They got a 50-50 chance every week once they get all of their weapons back. So I'm long-term not worried about them at all. They're going to be fine.
I was going to say even higher than 50-50 to me, FIFO, when you have Patrick Mahomes, he's already showed. Come on, man. He's done it forever. He showed what he can do. And all you're doing is adding weapons to a roster that had very few. Thornton is playing better than he has ever. And he went into this game, and I felt like I thought Worthy wasn't going to play, but even if he did, I thought he wouldn't have an impact, and I was wrong. We forgetting who Andy Reid is. Y'all must have forgot is what they said to us. Because they came out and balled. And for Lamar Jackson, Lamar does some amazing things at times. He really, really does. But in these games, when I need him to step up and do some Lamar-type things, he'll let you down. And it's mighty strange that he gets injured in some of these games. And he's out. Like, okay, now he's going to be out a few weeks. And I ain't going to do it to him, Lou. But at the same time, it happens almost every year that it's a downturn, it seems like. Right after it's an injury.
I still stand by the fact of what you first called me out on. They're older. Kelce's not as good. Mahomes has gotten older. Reed has gotten older. I don't think it's impossible for them to be good, but I still think it's highly unlikely that them beating Buffalo or beating one of the top contending AFC teams in the playoffs is going to happen based off our previous experiences with them. Y'all sound like I sounded over the last 2 years when I was telling y'all, when y'all said, oh, it's over, they ain't gonna do it. Y'all said that. All of y'all said that. And I was with them. I was like, nah, it's still Patrick Mahomes. I don't have that same faith in Patrick Mahomes now at this age.
Baloo.
Because they gotten older, FIFO.
What about Mahomes? Hey. Hold on, FIFO. Not even about that, though, Lou, for me. It's more about what the other teams are not. I mean, we talk about meaning like what Lamar is not doing. Lamar Foles.
I ain't worried about the Ravens.
You got to. No, I was going to get there, too. Buffalo, oh, I'm going to get to him next. When the pressure's on, he folds, too. That's the same thing. He does. He folds when he's playing Patty. When it's time, when it matters. Not, I ain't talking about regular season yet. Josh Allen looks all-world. These are some all-world quarterbacks we talk about regular season. When the playoffs come, that's when the tightness starts. That's when everything tightens up. That's when the mistakes happen. Patty doesn't make those same mistakes. He makes mistakes, of course. He does.
I'll give you that.
Done it forever. But his gambling happens during the regular season. When it's time to play the most, that's when they execute at the highest level. And that level is still a notch above anything Buffalo can do. It's a notch above the Ravens. It's a notch above, and those others too. That's a lot of pressure on a Shazy. What's the receiver's name? I can't think his name.
Rashee Rice?
No, the one for Buffalo.
Shakir.
Shakir.
No one knows.
That's a lot of pressure to be relying on Shakir to make big plays in the playoffs. I just don't see it.
You're right. I agree with you. I do still have more faith in Patrick Mahomes in the postseason than I do in any other quarterback. But I don't think that that's going to be the case this year. I think that they've gotten a little bit older, a little bit slower, a little bit less intuitive of what plays should be called. I just think, like Nick always say, nobody beats Father Time, bro. I think it's that stage of we'll see this year. It's that stage of the Chiefs run where we got to understand, like, can Andy Reid still do it? Can he still call those plays?
My thing with this
game, if they do it, I won't be surprised.
My thing with this game is, like, am I to believe that the Chiefs are back to what they used to be as far as high-scoring offense? I got to see more than beating the Ravens because, like, Ken's last quote or statistic was, bro, they're on pace, FIFO, to give up 33 points a game. So you over here bragging about Xavier Worthy. I've seen enough garbage time from him in the Super Bowl. You remember that? Well, you could just throw it up to him, man. Mm-hmm. But the defense don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck, FIFO. And the quote that Kyle Hamilton said is like, nigga, we don't know what's wrong, but something's wrong. So I don't know what's going on with the Ravens, but clearly they're not a team where I'm going to judge anything that the Chiefs are doing that they haven't done since 2023, which is score over 35 points, I believe, or something like that. Like, it's good that Kansas City got this win. It's just really bad that Lamar, like, I can't trust Lamar no more. Mm. Like, I'm like, when it comes to a big game, bro, I'm picking the other side. Because you can't tell me a big game that he's won. Tell me a big game that he's won that really mattered or something like that. And I'm not saying that, this is week four. I'm not using this as the main basis of the outlier. It's just this is the one that's like, oh, this is just the nail in the coffin of what we've already seen, bro. We've seen enough times where if he was going to do something, he would have done something. And we blame Harbaugh. We blame this. But like Q was saying a couple weeks ago, he was like, bro, Lamar's at a lot of these scenes of the crime. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't just excuse him because we don't make excuses for quarterbacks, especially what happens when we don't make excuses for quarterbacks that happen. What happened, Shelton? Once they get paid, right, we start with the excuses, right? Mm-hmm. Once you get paid, that means you've proven to clean up some shit. And what he was doing in that game before he got hurt, bro, he was fucking up. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
And to me, this is this is not where I'm trying to change the conversation, people, so don't miss your point. But this is why when people talk about Burrow and all that shit, this is why they still hold him in high regard. Granted, it happened a while ago now because football is what have you done for me lately? But when there's only like two niggas that beat up one, that has beat this one team when it counts, it stands out. Granted, to Patrick's accomplishments and his legacy and his aura, but it also says like there's only a couple niggas that he really fears, and Lamar ain't one of them. Josh Allen ain't one of them, and those are the two that everybody say is better than those other two niggas that he fears, potentially fears.
You know, when we get into these situations with quarterbacks that are proven, right? Like, nobody's going to take away the greatness of Lamar Jackson, right? Nick, I 100% agree with you. Pat Mahomes doesn't have a lot of people that he fears, right? I think Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, when, you know, things are as good as possible, can definitely go toe-to-toe with him. We've seen Josh Allen go toe-to-toe with him. Those are the two quarterbacks that, in my opinion, over the last five, six seasons, we've seen, okay, whoever has the ball last is going to win. We've seen that, right? So I'm going to put them in that tier. Lamar falls under that tier. And here's the thing. I'm not excusing him at all. But I think we've seen Lamar peak with John Harbaugh. And I'm not putting all of the blame on John Harbaugh. But what I'm saying is he was there before Lamar. And he's been there for Lamar's entire career. And they have fallen short every year. And I don't think that they are a badly coached team. And I'm the one that always says, if you get rid of this coach, who are you going to replace him with? I don't know. But they got to get rid of Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh. Because I feel that the message, I feel that the culture at this point, they believe in coming up short. And every time we see them in a big situation, like Nick just said, and I 100% agree, they don't get over the hump. And it goes even back to last season, week one against the Chiefs. They were literally a toe away from winning that game. And it happens like that every time they're in a big game. That was the first game. The last game was even more egregious as to why they lost. And again, I'm not putting all of the blame on John Harbaugh. I agree with Q last week. Lamar is at the scene of a lot of those crimes. A lot of these guys are at the scene of a lot of those. How in the hell do you go get a top five running back of this era and all of a sudden he has fumbling issues in the most critical situations?
Not to mention, has 8 carries in this last game. In the second half.
At some point, and again, I'm not blaming it all on John Harbaugh. They just have to make a change. And it's not going to be the star quarterback. It's not going to be the highly paid defenders. It's not going to be the people that they just traded for or drafted. They have to make a change if they do not win a Super Bowl, because this team is poised and built to win a Super Bowl. It's not like, oh, okay, let's make the playoffs this year and let's build on that. No, it's Super Bowl or bust. And John Harbaugh has had enough time to get over the hump, and he hasn't.
I'm going to take it a step further, FIFO. I'm going to blame Harbaugh. You have a generational talent at quarterback. You have not been able to figure out how to win with him with the skill set that he has. We're judging Lamar. People are talking about how he won't run the ball now. He wants to prove that he's a pocket passer, he can make those throws. That's fine. I look at the head coach in the sense of, no, bro, you go out there and do what you need to do to make us win. I have not seen the initiative from Lamar Jackson, and I think it comes from coaching, which is why I blame Harbaugh more than I blame Lamar. I ain't seen that initiative of the coach to be like, no, bro, don't hesitate to run the ball. Lamar looked like he's trying to avoid running the football, and that's one of the things that makes him so spectacular as a quarterback. That's what's putting him in the Hall of Fame. But now he's trying to avoid that, and there's no voice in his ear telling him, no, we ain't asking you to do that. We asking you to do what you need to do for us to win football games. And he's not doing what they need to do for them to win football games. And I don't blame that totally on Lamar. I put that blame more so on Harbaugh than I do Lamar. Lamar, we know he can play football. We've seen him. He's great, bro. He is a beast. I think coaching is heavily, heavily added into what we've seen from Lamar and him being able to accomplish what he needs to accomplish versus it just being him as a player. So I'm going to take it one step further, FIFO, and say it's Harbaugh.
Nick, I'll say this. You know, you always want to kind of pigeonhole certain coaches whenever, you know, you're a fan of them. I do think Brian Flores works here. I also think getting somebody like a Mike McDaniel as OC for Baltimore works.
Yes. Oh, you said OC. OC. Okay.
Yeah, no, as the OC. Mike McDaniel is the OC. Brian Flores is the head coach. Okay. And Brian Flores can pick whoever the hell he wants as the coordinator because we know who's running that defense, right? It don't matter. You're just a figurehead at that point. But I think that type of marriage, right, that style of offense, get the ball out quick, in time, in rhythm. You don't see it. We'll have a couple of quarterback design runs to get you out there. You know, they definitely got to draft, in my opinion, or get somebody at the wideout position. Love Zay Flowers. I just don't think he's a true number one. Can he be number one at times? Yes, but he's not a true number one. They're tight end. I can't think of his name.
Mark Andrews and Likely.
Elite tight end combo in the league still, you know, so you got a lot of mojo going. You got to get the right play designers and the right culture setters in the building. Because again, I think John Harbaugh has held it down, but it's just time to move on. It's just time.
When I look at this team, a lot of times I look at teams trying to figure out when I watch them, you know, of course we know Lamar is our world when it comes to playing football. He's one of the best quarterbacks to play the game, to be honest, when you watch him play. But I want to know who the leader of this unit is. Like who's the leader when I'm watching this team? Is it Roquan Smith? Is it Derrick Henry? Is it Lamar Jackson? Like who is the Pied Piper of this group? Because leadership is very important in sports. I think it's very so often understated, but a lot of times culture and leadership makes a team do a certain thing. That's how you get ready for these games. And I don't know who's leading this group.
Well, that's crazy that you asked that, because for me, in answering that, it's like if your quarterback isn't a de facto leader, that says a lot about your team. And the fact that we're even questioning, or that you're even questioning, that the Baltimore Ravens don't have a leader and Lamar Jackson is a two-time MVP says a lot about not only how they playing, but the image that we're seeing of Lamar in this new light. And I'm not going to Sheldon's stance, because I think Lamar is clearly the leader of the team. But to me, it's like he's not a leader that I can count on. I'll tell you that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, again, point me a time where you could count when Lamar came through.
Well, you know what, Nick, to your point, like I 100% agree with everything that you're saying. I don't know what the hell. We must have been drinking the same thing tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I got a little tequila on me right now.
but you know, his brother, Jim Harbaugh, right? You see how he has empowered Justin Herbert, right? And not saying that he's being demonstrative or that he's being authoritative, but it looks and feels different with Justin Herbert with the LA Chargers today than it looked 2 years ago when the previous head coach that was there, right? And sometimes a coach just needs to empower, you know, to kind of bring the best out in you. And I'm not saying that John Harbaugh isn't doing it. I just think at this point, the message is stale. The message is it's like they don't believe anymore. And there's too many things that's happening. Like on paper, we're one of the best teams in the league. We rival the Eagles. We rival any other team on paper, but they don't believe, and they're playing like they don't believe.
Well, my thing is real quick, Lou, and I know we got to move on. FIFA, you keep saying it's not a whole Harbaugh thing, but you only mentioned it Harbaugh. Like again, there's other niggas on this team that's getting paid. There's other niggas on the team that's getting accolades. I don't make excuses for quarterbacks that get paid, even down to Joe Burrow, bro. Last year, I had to argue with Lou about the accountability that I was holding with Joe Burrow when it comes to not winning games. The same reason why Lou was yelling at you about Dak Prescott not winning games, when you see how much money they're making, and you see why this is why resources can't be allocated. This is why we keep this head coach in there, because you are trying to keep up the standard. So my thing is this. Lamar Jackson has to win one of these fucking games. They're not all on Harbaugh for why they lost him. Because if that was the case, they would have been got rid of him. But when you look back at all the major games that we look in Lamar Jackson's career, we see that he hasn't stepped up.
Yeah.
At first, it was because he was youth. At first it was because he doesn't have any weapons. These last two to three seasons, bro, he's had everything you need, and he's shitting the bed.
Nick, when you look at those last two losses, well, not the last two losses, but two of those losses, that the big games, he had two turnovers in each of those games. In that game against Buffalo, he had the weird fumble. And in this game, he had a weird fumble, and he had an interception in both those games that were like, you know, gimme throws. So a lot of it is on him. And the only reason I question his leadership is because I don't see him, you know, in between series, I don't see him talking to anybody else. I see him kind of sitting by himself, kind of just watching. So in saying that, I try to watch body language as much as I watch the game. Because, I know how important it is. And I know even coaching youth football, when you're talking to the kids, you tell them, like, you know, I'm telling them all the time, like, look, you're the quarterback, you're the leader. So I need to see you kind of bigging up people and kind of giving props where props is done. I'm not saying he doesn't do it. I just the points when I see him on screen, I don't see him doing that. So I don't know if he's the unquestioned leader of this team or not.
All right. Well, I did see an interesting comment from Patrick Mahomes last week, and he was talking about how they wanted to push the ball down the field more and take deeper, like, throws down the field, and that's something that they've been working on and doing more and more of. So we'll see if they keep that up as the season progresses and what type of impact that will have on this team as they become more of a downfield threat. So, but nevertheless, we will leave it there, and we will come back with our weekly picks right after this.